auto. We have an auto suite with me.
Blog Talk Radio.
There we go. Look at that one. Power to the overload, right?
Kelly and Jethro are with me, Linda Irwin. Say hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I got to tell you, this has been one interesting day. Blog Talk almost didn't want us to have this show tonight. Nobody could get signed in until like 2 minutes before it was supposed to go on, an hour earlier. And then once I finally got signed in, it messed up on the time zone for me. So if you guys saw those confusing posts on Facebook, I have deleted those, and I apologize. And we're rolling now.
Okay, who gets to make the evening announcement? Do I get to announce for Jethro? www.jethrosmith.net and 928-284-0437 to get a hold of him, get his book, an autographed copy, by emailing him at psychicjethro@aol.com. Also, he's running the coffee special, which I'm going to let you tell about the coffee special or the tea special, whichever it is, and tell you the times and places and spaces, because I've been messing that up this month, so I'll let you tell us about that, Jethro.
Well, I just really thank everybody. I want to thank all of you guys who put us in and been voting and nominating for us on Supernatural UFO Magazine. It's really an honor. We feel good with the directory. I know that a lot of you were asking me with the New York site, and it's New York Gate, just like it sounds, at AOL.com. Attention Peggy North, and thank you for Psychics Gone Wild putting in, and we show tonight we have a lot of determination. We intend to stay a positive directory for those of you who do want the readings. We have Amy Kavanoff is out there, and I'm feeling her in the energy. I know that she's on a phone that she called in tonight, and she's been calling on there, and I let her know on Facebook, so I'm sending that vibe out, because this is me and Amy's Wild Friday, and I just thank everybody to get us through. I had a joke last night that I had a lot of them saying, "Where are you?" And it's like I'm always usually on Fridays and Saturdays out of the 7 days. And what I'm really welcoming and we're going to be adding is those of you who knew that I did put out a lot of advertisement today, pay attention and watch tomorrow night. We will have Jody Harjo. And Jory Harjo is a 7-time winner with her music and her books, and she's agreed to come on Psychics Gone Wild and talk with me about astral projection and some of the Native American beliefs and some of the beliefs we've got. And I'm going to have her talk about dream projection and some things that we've got there and discuss her book. Her book, Crazy Brave, is out there and doing very well. It's in the 6th top list of a lot of the booksellers and bestsellers. And what we really want to do is have her kind of talk to all of you about it. And I laugh at all you guys. I'm really flustered tonight. Psyche Jethro is, for one of the first times, at a loss for words with the energy. Sadly, I've realized that for me, Blog Talk takes a lot out of me. Being sensitive and with a sixth sense, putting a lot of energy in. By the time we get through, it's not just the technical difficulties. It's really, as you guys have known, the last time we did this, Living in the Realm went to where I am now with it on another station. I really am asking all of the technical support before I call you tomorrow. Please know that we really need your help. I have continually emailed all today. So I thank all of you guys that are fans. Please get on Psychic Chat so you do know where we are going. And continue to listen in on Tuesday nights on A1R Radio for me. Psychic Jethro will be there. And then, you know, Psychics Gone Wild has been something that we've put out a lot of time and work. One of the great things about it is our own site now that we have. Any of you can join that site. We welcome you to do it, and you can join it free as a member and just listen in and watch with us. We will be in the room there, and those are who do premium members, I'm going to be on the daily. If you guys like the free readings, there's where you're going to get your free reading. We're going to be giving out contests there. We've talked to them. We've got Linda Irwin going to be giving out her CDs. And one of the great things is you can go in on that site. It's Psychics Gone Wild at Spruze, S-P-R-U-Z, or am I saying I think, .com. And those of you who go on Psychic Chat will find it. We'll be sending emails or get a hold of us, you know, at any of our phone numbers on here. And we will be sending out to those of you who love those free readings where you can get that email, get in there. And we have, like I said, we have a free membership, and you can get in there and see all of our sites. We've got pages where right now Aurora Rose is one of our psychics in there that's really done a phenomenal page. We're working on it. You can get healthy coffee if you go in there on top. One of the great things, as I said, we'll be doing a site where those of you who really want to get in and chat with us, I love to do the fact, as you all know, chat with you on it, but we'll have like different times of us in there. And what's good is it's going to be on where we've got Lou Vendetti, who's a young psychic who does a lot of psychic. He will be in there during the afternoon hours. We're encroaching and adding new people. I just got off there, and I'm going to be on the 26th of September. I'm going to be on the show with Chef Chessie, and those of you who know her show, I've left a phone number for our friend Heather DeLucio. We can try to get her on weekends. And those are the people we're going to have in there that you can chat with. And what we're going to have is that you can get those free mini readings you guys like you do here on the show. And you can do that as a premium member. Now, a premium member means that you do a $10 payment. And it, you know, you can put it in. We've had a lot of people asking us how we're doing the other marking. We're doing it on that site with donations. And we welcome anyone who can donate to donate what you can. One of the great things is all of you love it, and Psychics Gone Wild and the Psychic Learning Connection give you all this learning, knowledge, and work. We're going to continue to do it, and what we're going to do is we're going to add things in there for those of you who are doing it. One thing is, this month I'm in there. Any of you who go and join can get my Jethro Smith's How to Read with Playing Cards. And that's the normal deck of cards. You can pick that up. You can work in it. You can chat with me in the site when I'm in there. I welcome you guys to do it and get in on the site. We are adding, I know, like I said, Aurora. We've also got Linda Irwin. Linda Irwin has talked about being able to put a CD up as a gift. And then the month, what we'll do is any of the people who are putting in and joining that will be put in for our contest like we used to. I will be giving away a signed copy edition of a paperback of Living in the Psychic Realm by Kay and Jethro Smith. I will sign it to whoever you want. You know, I will do it unless you want like a whole story, and then I got to tease you. I had a lot of people wanting, you know, the whole thing. I can sign it, but I'll sign it to you in your name and sign a copy of it and have that sent to you. So the membership is going to include not only being in those contests, but to win those kind of prizes. I've talked to Mystic Celeste, and she's going to give a half an hour reading to a lucky winner in there. I've talked to, and we're working with Kelly here, and, you know, Kelly is always going out the free samples. I've had a lot of them teasing that there's coffee in the mail. Kelly's flying Folgers through the mail, but it's really organo gold. And what we love is, you know, talk with Kelly. You know, I'm sure that Kelly will put up something there, and we all put together. And what we're going to encourage all of you guys is to go to that site. You know, go to Psychics Gone Wild at spruv.com and sign in and become a member. You know, do the free. Obviously, if you want to become a premium member and pay the $10, it looks to me like it's going to be a monthly rate. And what we're looking at and excited about is those of you who want to get in, then you can catch all of us in there. So, you know, like me, I'm on in the day, all of you know. I apologize on Facebook. I've had so many people say, you never talk to us. You're really a crab and other things. And I'm not. I just never go into Facebook because I'm so busy. But this is where we're going to have this on, and it will be checked. And I, you know, I've made a promise to the ones who come in there, you members, I will check. This is a way for you that are fans to get a hold of us. We got the really great news that, you know, we'll talk with Sandra Green and see if we can't get Sandra in there in an afternoon, talking and chatting. Sandra's like Kelly. They can type real fast. They love it. You know, we can get in there and get some really great conversations. Those of you who know, and don't laugh at me, but I think it's ufologists that know what that means and know what the supernatural, please take and put in Linda Irwin. Linda Irwin is not only the phenomenal teachers you guys have been listening to, but vote for her. That's a separate thing on the site. I started emailing today, and I'm not going to stop until I've had every email that I have in my computer, and that is to put Linda Irwin in and nominate and vote her as one of our specialist and paranormal teachers. I don't know if you want to put down expert. I do. I know that she's very phenomenal. You can put down, we just love her. All I want you to do is put in there, you vote for Linda Irwin. You all know how to spell it. You all know who she is. Send it to Attention Peggy North and put her in for a UFOologist. Now, you don't tease me. You may have to look it up, but you know what it means. It means that she is very phenomenal in the paranormal. We've been getting a lot of questions asked, and one thing I want to really bring up quick is Amy Kavanaugh. I was so excited to see, not only is she, you know, we're getting her nominated and voted. Do not forget, you guys, that as we go through, you can vote for 25 psychics on one email. Someone was misunderstood today, and I got that clarified. Your email can put in all 25 people. I had someone ask me, Well, can I put in the same name? Well, no, that's what they're saying. If you put in 25 different psychics off of your mail, email at different times, they will count. You just can't put in the same name 25 times, or you can't use different emails to put in the same person, and that's fair. We want this to be a fair race. What we're also enjoying, and we're having fun with the directory, is I've had a lot of you guys on, and we love you, and we'll do the free readings as we talk. But no, your favorite thing for us and what we need to do is have you write that on there, that that's what you get from Psychics Gone Wild. We're going to be bringing in the topics we are, and looking at tomorrow night, we'll be doing the first part of the show will be the fact of bringing on and talking with Joy. And then the second part where I want to do is what me and Kelly had done a couple months ago on the stones, and that's to discuss the different vibrations of the stones. Kelly and me had discussed this, and we had a show on a Sunday, and we got all wound up and wild. And I went back and got up the old stories that we had and old knowledge that I had looked at and what we and Kelly were doing back in 1995 with stones. And I come up with some real interesting knowledge that I want to go through and I want to talk with people about, and the numbers and the resonation and the different astrology of it, and give my viewpoint and my teaching on that. And I want to really welcome that for those of you to check into that, you know, with me tomorrow night. We're also doing a lot of planet transition, and I want to make sure we get all of that out. I know I'm giving you guys a lot of information, and I love the fact, email me later and say I talk too fast or I talk too slow. I just want to make sure you get all of this information, because we've got a lot of new change. We've also got something I really want to welcome and really adhere to, and that is the fact of we've got Jane Boritsky. I think I'm saying the last name right, but she's phenomenal. I did get to hear a little bit of it today. She's really good, and her and Linda Irwin are knocking them dead. They're hitting energies. They're getting into it. They're getting the conversations. They're doing now like psychic circles. We've talked. They've been doing some extra work. You know, get on contact. Call that 714-333-3354, and that number that was the Living in the Realm is now the Psychic Learning Connection, and that's what we want you to do. We want you to call that. We want you to come up with those questions and answers and get them stirred up, get them going, and come up with some subjects. I've had the best conversation as we did houses, ghost houses, back in when I first did the show in 2011 in California, and we're going to do that again. I welcome you to send me your psychic pictures. We are going to be reading pictures. And Linda Jolly Richards, those of you who know that is my sister, will be on again. We're going to be discussing not only totems, but we've discussed and we're going to be doing some work about what are those other energies that we have in different houses. We had done that, and we're welcoming all of you to send us your pictures. I've already got two, one from a site that we did before and another picture. We will be posting those on Psychic chat, and then we will be discussing. We will welcome all your opinions and call in that day, and we're going to be just doing a ghost house. We want you to look and see what you see. We've got the one of the scared little boy. Those of you who followed me for quite a while, we ended up with so much fun over that. We wanted to bring that back, and you know, everyone's promised not to be crazy again like we did, but the fun thing is we're going to do like we did on mixtalk.com. We're going to be also doing a lot more of the ghost chasing and looking at the paranormal of where you are in the country. I want to make sure, I'm sorry if we've got anybody waiting on me a minute, and I'll give you that time if you'll listen to me. One of the things I really want to do is a missing person. Those of you who are on Psychic Chat, I really welcome you to do that. I'm asking you to start really noticing. I'm going to be posting those again. Please get a hold of those sites. We have different organizations that are working in those sites, and you'll see them. If you were working and actually feeling a vibration, contact them. You know, they do contact us at Psychic Chat. We are going to be bringing it out state by state. You know, we were, last year, one of the biggest awards I really felt positive about was when Linda Jolly Richards and Angel Garcia basically found the girl who was missing from Idaho and the young girl who was partying in Mexico. I apologize if that's all I remember them by, but those two that I know of, it was really an honor, because the one in Mexico I was a part of, and Sandra Green helped there. Sandra Green was one of the psychics who did. I know, you know, this is a lot of memory for all of you guys, but where this is deja vu tonight, and I love with you on Psychics Gone Wild, and I always tell you to call in wild because I'll give you the reading, and I also encourage you to give us that positive respect of not only doing a little donation there on our site to continue so we can pay the lights and have Linda plug the computer and make it be good and get out her whip when it does like it did tonight. But also, I want you guys to really work with the fact of putting out our name to everywhere you can. I know that we all market it, and I had a very good person tell me today that Lou Vendetti and Linda Irwin are completely off their rocker. Every time they turn around, they're seeing our name all over. And I laughed, and I said, that's what we want, because the more people see us, the more we're helping. And this is a mission to do this work. I have a lot of these students that I'm taking on now, and I'm doing classes. I know they're listening tonight. I just quickly am going to reiterate, if you don't do the homework, I don't give you the next class. I will not send anybody through unless I am proud of the fact of what you've got. Yes, I'm hard, and I'm going to stay hard. If you don't like that, you're always welcome to drop the class, or better yet, you know, explain to me why you're not doing it. I wouldn't give you anything that I didn't do, and everything that we do in the exercises are to be done. I'm really working with that. I know class 5 has been a lot for some of you, but if you don't buy the candle for 4, then you can't do the campsite for 5. So I'm really stretching it out. I'm doing a lot of emailing tonight, and I know a lot of you were pretty uptight about the fact of, you know, we don't do a grade, but why I'm not doing it. Well, it's real simple. I don't want anyone to get hurt. Everything we do is safe, and that's why it is safe, because I know what your energies and exercise are. That was a lot I spit out. Whoever's taking control, do you want to give me that phone number, and we'll go ahead and give them the first starting?
Okay, let's see. Are we talking about queue? Because, yes, we have several people in queue and waiting.
Yes.
Are we good? Okay. Our first one will be the person who has hung in here for 24 minutes and hasn't gotten booted off is area code 718. 718, you're on live.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Great. This is Psychic Jethro, and I welcome you for calling in and being patient through all my stories and once upon a times, and I just am really glad that you called in. Can you give me your first name and date of birth, and I'll give you a mini reading, or would you like to just ask us a question?
My name is Joe, and my date of birth is June 3rd, 89.
Great, Joe. I thank you for calling in, and I'm picking up with you, Joe, that you're having some adverse things going on, Joe. I'm seeing with you and sensing that there's not just one thing happening for you. You seem to be having quite a bit of different energies working with you there, Joe. And the guys are telling me that you have a definite question, but I keep picking up a person that is not. I feel like I see you trying to reach for love, and I see it slipping around. Like it's like you haven't got a hold of it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. That is true.
I feel that really strong. And Joe, what I also feel for you is that as we're going through the energies and everything happening, there's something here with tears a little bit. You got to remember that you've got a guide there. You've got someone on the other side that it's a female. She's telling me that you always do this. You've got to remember that you value a lot. Sometimes you forget and you let people hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
They're telling me that really strong. And I don't know if this is a grandparent. She's an older woman is what I'm getting. She's telling me that this is a guide. This is an older guide. This is an older guide that's telling me that she's been with you for a long time and that you are a real good person. That sometimes it's hard for you with mirrors. There's something about you and mirrors. You feel uncomfortable with mirrors.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to know the answer why I'm afraid of mirrors?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've been practicing Wicca for a year, and I was doing a scrying mirror, and it fell and shattered and opened up a portal. And to this day, I've been afraid of mirrors. And I was able to close the portal because of what I practiced. But still scares me, and the whole idea of portals being through mirrors is kind of scary.
You are a very strong person, and I also get the fact with you that really your energy is you're working with them. I know my hat off to you. I have done mirror work. I've done work with every tool. For me to see the future in it, I know where you're coming from, Joe. I'm very impressed with what your angel is telling me. Your guide, is she saying that this is part of what I'm supposed to talk with you a little bit about, is that
mm-hmm.
she wants you to put it a dark instant thing over it and let it work, and then talk with it and then use it again. Go back and look and see without seeing. She's telling me that you've got some future things. They want you to use the mirror again and see in the future, and they said that you're going to be able to close that energy. You yourself are going to put your foot down and close that vortex, and that you have a very strong guide over there. She's female who loves you. She's very Christian. I mean, she's very white angel work is what I should say. But I apologize.
Probably one of the four goddesses that I work with.
Very cool. I my hat goes off to you. I really, you know, respect you, and I apologize. You got to, you know, please don't get offended if I use my Christian word because of my reverendship. I know what the angels are saying with you is that you have always done this for white good, and that you're going to be able to also have the you say goddess, but that female energy working with you to be able to really enhance some other work. Have you read my Living in the Psychic Realm book?
Have I read the what?
Living in the Psychic Realm. It's my book by Kay and Jethro E. Smith.
Does it have a black cover and silver writing on it?
No, it's blue, but it's cool. The reason I brought it up is that it's got in the book, you talk about the mirror, working with the old Mercury mirror, and I just thought of you so much. I could feel the energy. I really could see you, you know, with the other energy of like the old Mercury mirrors, and I just really like the fact that the angels are telling me, Joe, that as you go through the other energies, you've got some other tools that you're doing that's doing the white work. I do, we got other people waiting. I got a few minutes, but I hope I gave you a kind of an answer. They told me to give you that like we do a general reading. Would you please follow us along and come back and let us know more, Joe.
All right.
Cool. Thank you and bless you, and we welcome you to our group, and we've made a new friend with Joe, who's very gifted, obviously, with work. The guys are telling him to do that as a work, and thank you guys for calling in. We do limit it. We've got another 34 minutes, and we're going to be off the air, so I go ahead and go to the next caller.
All righty. Good enough. Okay, area code 831. 831, you are on with us.
Hi, my name is Lisa, and do you need any information, or can you just give me a general reading? I've got a lot of stuff happening this month.
Believe me, Lisa, I know. The phone is buzzing back, and it's not doing a pretty song. It's doing a scary tune. And what's making me laugh is they said, Lisa, can you give me your date of birth, just so I have the energy from your guides and permission?
Sure. It's March 6, 1965.
Lisa, there is quite a bit. They're telling me that you're not done with the other tiers. They're telling me that I keep seeing you looking like you're punching a bag. You look like a fighter. You're in there just fighting. Your head is down, and it's going to keep happening. They're telling me that in relationship, you have your answer, but you're not ready to accept it. Lisa, you're a very stubborn person. You've been holding on to something here with this relationship. They keep talking about love in your heart, and you've shook it, you've beat it, you've taken this rug outside, you've brought it back in, you're not happy, and now I keep seeing that there's going to be a new thing happen for financial.
Financial?
Yeah.
Well, I hope it's a new job in nursing. I'm taking the state nursing board at the end of the month, and I have to pass the state board.
I feel this is going to be good for you, and I tell you part of what's happening and what they're selling me is that you've done your work with it. You're not only just a healer, but you've got a lot of intent and people that want you to be really rocking with the whole situation, and they don't care how they go about it, you know, but they want you very much, going into your work, and that's to be able to have everything that you wanted. And this is part of where the guys are saying there's a lot of stress. I feel like that's what the static is. The static is just going, whoa, you know, and it's like it's making me going, you know, with some other energy. And the angels are telling me that no matter how you look at it, you will always have the other blessing. You will have everybody going into some other work, and you'll have everybody going into your energy and everything else together. Okay, now I got to make it. Your guides are trying to be wild. Their guides are telling me, Lisa, there's someone here on the other side. There's something going on with you. You've been kind of having some oddness when you sleep.
I cannot sleep. I I don't know if it's one of my guys, but something's poking me.
Yeah, that's what they're telling me. And they said that you're not able to sleep, and they want you to put clear glass of water by the side of the bed, and you let it be a conduit that'll let the stuff get out and pick it up. And they want you to be able to do that so that you're letting it get the stuff through. And they're telling me that they've got a message for you. Part of it is... You've got something here with the love and the relationship. They're telling me that you've got a lot going on, and you've got somebody who wants to talk to you or make connection, and it has to do with some family business.
Family business. I have my matriarch, the uncle who's handling our family affairs, our family trust. I worry about his health, and I'm wondering if about that.
Yeah. Yes, I apologize there, because they're telling me it took my air away. Hang on one sec. They're telling me that it is really, sadly, something there. I apologize. I took my breath away. Can you give me his first name?
Oh, it's my mother. You're probably feeling her stress or asthma or COPD.
Yeah, that's who it is. Whew, sorry, I'm very...
Let it go. I have to block myself when I'm around her because I take it on, too.
Ooh, Boy, you made me work tonight, didn't you? You just called in Lisa to admit. Yeah, there we go. Woo, we've had a lot of issues.
Can you tell me my guide's name so I can address them?
They said your female guide's name is Joletta.
Joletta.
I'm saying it like real pretty, like Italian, like Joletta. Joletta. It's very elegant.
It's my great aunt.
Oh. Oh. That's really pretty. I also feel with you that the other energy with your guides and the other things they're telling me with you is that they're saying, I'm seeing the other energy with another male. I keep seeing a male energy, and he said that he won't tell me, you know. And you know, sometimes they won't tell you the guide because you don't want me to be able to read your guide. A lot of times they won't give me names, and I'll tell you why, is because if we do the energy and we pick it up, then I can call upon your guys to help me more than they'd with you. It's like they want you privately.
I wonder if it's the Indian man. Okay.
I would say very strong, yeah, very Native American.
Okay.
I'm going to work with your mom. We're going to get your mom to release that stuff.
I worry about her with dementia and her breathing.
I hear it, and I feel it, and I also feel that really, you know, I understand here, and see, you've caught me at a little bit of a loss. I just recently lost my mother, and it's like I feel the energy that she is real close with you, even when you're doing other things, and you are giving her energy to keep her going. You are working with her.
Yes, my other sister refuses to have anything to do with her, so I've taken her, you know, she moved back up here. I won't take any time about that, but yes, she moved back to be near me and my children.
I like with the energy with her that I do understand what's going on, and you know, she's not kidding anybody. Something else is happening, you know, whatever's going on to her, you know, it's like whatever else she's doing is not making any sense to me, and about the other few energies that she's going into it, and it's like something else is happening psychically here that you and her are transcending and working together.
I try I was a massage therapist, Reiki energy worker, and now I'm studying to be taking my test for nursing. I really feel that hospice is where I need to be to help people transcend.
Yes, I agree very much. Right.
Oh, I'm so sorry to have done this.
It's okay. It comes with the job, and it's all right. And I want to thank you and have a good night.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. Thank you so much for calling in. All
Hello.
Right. Yes, there we go. Our next caller is area code 904. 904, you're on with us.
Good evening. This is Sarah.
Hello. How are you tonight? This is Psychic Jethro.
I'm well this evening. How about yourself?
Oh, a little bit of energy here, so I apologize. I'm a little bit throat-taken, so I'm going to let you talk mostly, and then I'll give you your reading. I do need a favor. The phone's giving me this wild energy tonight, and then we had a reading before. It took a little bit of my energy with a person that has asthma in the house. So if you do me a favor, can you just talk to me a few minutes here about a little bit of white work, and let's just kind of do a little bit of faith that we're going to ask the angels and the guides to put out a strong, white, positive shield around us.
Yes.
Okay. Right, thank you.
I'm in Florida as well. I've talked to you before several months ago now, at least 2 months ago now, because you've come on different times.
Sarah, I know you, Sarah. God, I'm so glad. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Almighty, for bringing her in. Yes, it's good to hear from you.
Yes, you sent me an email with some affirmations.
Yes, yes, I did.
Uh-huh. Yes. You know? My birthday is August 6th.
Thank you, Sarah. And I know that we were looking for work and financing, and I've been doing the prayers for you, and I thank you. You're making me feel better. You know, the old belief, when two come together, he'll be there. I thank you for coming in, Sarah. I can feel what you've done. Here you are having stress, and you call and save Psychic Jethro from being all choked up. I bless you. That just makes me feel good. A very good person and a very good fan of ours. And Sarah, I'm picking up, and not only, you know, you said you were here in Florida, but I'm picking up that you've been going through some things in your own physical, and the guides are telling me that you're working on yourself, of getting yourself back into a state of being happy. They said you're kind of feeling blue. I feel like you're feeling down.
I am somewhat, but, you know, like David, I try to encourage myself on a daily basis, you know.
I can feel it, yeah.
Now, I did talk to a person around 8:30, you know, so I don't talk to her often because it's kind of like, you know, how you create your own stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I mean, you're on a fixed income and you have a dealer's card, a Walmart card, a blah, blah card, and you know, you're telling me, you know, you're feeling depressed because, you know, money's not coming in, but you're on a fixed income. It's kind of like, why do you have a dealer? I don't even have a credit card,
mm-hmm.
You know? So it was like I was glad to get off the phone with her. I mean, and this is a lady that's over 70, you know, mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, why, you know? I mean, I felt bad for her in a sense, but, I mean, there's nothing I could do, and you're creating this stuff.
That's what I'm feeling. I feel that in the energy, and I also feel that what else they're telling me about you is as we're going through this energy, it's been happening for a while, and, you know, the guys aren't kidding anybody here with you that you've been kind of helping everybody. That's why, you know, as we talk about it and we go through the energy here, they're telling me that you weren't only handling the energy with his friend to go through it, but you're going through this energy. It seems like every time you get one thing handled, another energy turns around and gets you going. And it's like they said that you're also going to be able to handle some of this. I'm seeing, like, I still see a little bit of the energy being released, and it seems to be the word finances, and they're telling me that's what's getting you.
True.
That's what we've got, and that's where I'm going to put the energy there in the prayer and the energy right now with the guides, and I'm asking with them right here. I feel that me and you are in a blessing, and we're going to know that, and they're telling me that you're going to, you know, that you're going into the best thing that's going to happen to you, and they're going to be able to work, and they're also going, and, you know, as it goes into the other part of it, they're also telling me that you're going to be getting the blessing of being able to get your stuff to happen. And it's going to be able to really do the blessing here for the financing. That's what we need to do. We're asking and we're receiving. And they're telling me that in the higher power and the energy of it, there's a blessing coming for you. There's always abundance. There's always wealth. And like you said, you don't even have the card. You're not even doing any other expenses. I don't I don't see, there's no reason why the Lord Almighty and the higher energy that's doing this has not given you that blessing of the finances. They're just showing me that what's happened is the lifestyle and the things have got you set in a spot where you need a financial blessing there. I keep feeling that you look like at outside things, or you're doing other stuff there that's going to help bring a little more money into the house, or you've went through anything and all things you can to bring it to you. They're showing me like you're shaking. You're shaking it one more time and go, where is, you know, what else is left? Where can I, you know? And it's like it's they're telling me that very strong.
Okay.
And they tell me that you're going to be able to also get your stuff really kind of going into the part of it that you're going to be able to get your things even happening, and that's where it's going to be even a bigger blessing for you, is you're going to be able to get everything else kind of going into it so that it's going to be there. They keep telling me that the financials also coming into some of your other blessings and some of your other currents too, is that you'll be able to get yourself into a point where it's going to be able to get. It's there, Sarah, and I'm chasing it around. If you can hear what I'm doing, you can tell what I'm doing. It's like tonight with the energy, I'm chasing the energy. If you can visualize me in a real pure, beautiful white energy, I'm chasing it around, and it's like it's talking to me, it's telling me, but it's not giving me the answer. It's like smiling and going, she has it there, and it's going to come. So I'm asking it definitely in the higher power and the energy with the angel work to give us an answer now. And what it's telling me is that you will have. You're going to have a blessing there. You're going to have a blessing, and that's what we need, is we need the financial. And I'm going to keep you on that, and I'm glad you told me that, Sarah. I'll send you another prayer, but I feel like that we got to make sure you're not getting, you're helping other people, but you don't get much support back. I think we're one of your few positive white friends that are out there with the white energy. You got a lot of people pulling on you, but not giving it back.
Right, right. And I really... you know, try to be aware of it and don't let it happen. You know, like I was in a conversation with someone yesterday, and, you know, normally, I mean, everything I said, you know, like if she says something, then I'll say something. She says something, I'll say something. And everything, she had a, what word I want to use? She had a,
Kelly, what is that word?
She, you know, was rejecting everything I was saying. So it was kind of like I was fighting a losing battle. So, you know, I quickly said to her name, and I said, I will talk to you later. God bless you, and goodbye. Because I was fighting a losing battle. And it was like, everything. I mean, just negative, 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 negative. And it was like, listen, I will talk to you later. God bless you.
Wow.
And I hung up the phone.
Yeah, and I see, and that's, you know, and it's subject to negative influence of other people, and you're not letting a snipe get to you. I know the terminology, and I'm really proud of you. And I know that we're, you know, here and we're doing the prayers, and I've got the energy, and they're telling me that that blessing's coming. I'm really glad that you did call in tonight, and I thank you. I have to tell you, I think the angels had you do it for me. I feel very good. I feel also a very good blessing with you, that the guides are telling me that you've been looking and going through some other energies of your own again, that you're really ready to start to take off with some other work. And one of those things is that you're looking at getting yourself into a new point of life where, you know, you used to let this get to you. I feel that you used to get hurt before, too, and you've come to a stage where if they're not going to play nicely, then you're just going to like that. You're going to do the indifference and find a new toy box with people. You know what I mean?
Right.
You've really gotten that. I also wonder, they keep telling me that you've got someone else in the family that's hurting too, that you seem to really support to continue to talk, because you're kind of like your other people have passed in the family, and you're like you're starting to run out of people with it.
I can't think about, I can't think right now as you said, but I heard what you said.
I also feel that you've got something else here. I'm going to keep the prayers with you and the energy, because I feel like you need a vacation. You're down here in this magical Florida like me, and you need to go somewhere where you could get a vacation from the mess here.
It's
some of the people, and you know I'm going to put the blessings with you, because the guides are telling me that, you know, to do that. And I better let you go, Sarah, because we've got other people. But you know, keep me in your prayers,
right.
And I've definitely got you in mind.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Actually, I had one thing I wanted to say for Sarah here. She's, in addition to being a Leo, if I heard that right, you're August 6th. Is that right, your birth date?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. You're one of those special cards. I'm just going to say real quick. It's like you're a double seven of diamonds. The seven of diamonds is that card of spiritual values, and it's like that is what your whole entire, you know, life purpose, life lessons are about, is really and truly like holding the faith, and just, you know, not being brought to a point where you don't worry about things. And it's just kind of letting go, letting people be who they are, but just going forward in faith and moving forward with that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And it's like, and you're kind of like that doubled, because anytime you have a birth card, that's one, you know, one card, and it's like, and then you're a Leo. Leos have no separate planetary ruler, so it's like you're double or triple of that. So it's like all of your lessons really have been with spiritual things, and it's like my guess is you're probably a very spiritual person.
Oh, I've grown tremendously over the last 10 to 13 years.
Cool. Okay.
All right.
All righty.
Thank you so much.
I would like to have you call back on a day when I'm doing more on the birth cards. It's like I would really like to talk to you. So please do call us back and let us know how.
All right,
how
I will.
I'll give you more stuff on your seven card. Cool.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Jethro.
Thank you. Well, I like everyone, and I want to thank everybody. Give me just a second here and need a little bit. I know, as all you guys are finding out tonight, that we fought to get us on, and I love the fact that the guys in the work are working with us. It just feels really good, and I want to thank our Linda Irwin and Kelly Colder for getting us through. And I also really want to be excited and let everyone know that one of the funnest things we have on Psychics Gone Wild is we do encourage, like we said, not only to be to join our site again. I want to, you know, reiterate that. And I and go on to Psychics Gone Wild at Spruz, Spruz.com, and look it up and see what the ones we've got. Enjoy getting in there. Let us know. Become one of the members so we can put you in for the contest. And this, we're giving away, like I said, we've got some really great prizes. We're giving away a CD of Linda Irwin's. We're giving away Living in the Psychic Realm paperback. We're giving away a lot of fun items. We've got a half an hour reading by Mystique Celeste and those really cool things that you guys asked for. We used to have a lot of contests with that. Now we're back going, okay, you guys, so, you know, put in for those.
All righty, Mystique. We got something in here from chat room real quick. It's like, thank goodness. Thank you, Rita. She says, Sandra is now listed at 10 p.m. Eastern time as her start on the show. And it's like, didn't know if we should tell the people listening, since our show is overlapped there until about 10:30 unless we choose to quit early. So
we'll quit early. We got tonight with all the technical difficulties, and
I
really am glad. Yeah.
Okay.
And you guys turn around and go to 714-333-3354, and we're looking forward to helping you on Psychics Gone Wild, and then you go over and talk with them over there on Psychic Network Connection.
Okay, let's see. So I got that 333. I'm trying to keep up with you in chat, and I'm listing that as 3354. There we go. Okay. Got it.
Great.
I'm tapping slower than that. I'm sorry. I'm tapping one-handed. I'm looking at
Please, you know, we were talking earlier with everyone. I want to welcome everyone to go ahead. And if you haven't got your copy of Living in the Psychic Realm by Kay and Jethro E. Smith, please go into any of the stores, any bookstore, and if they don't have it there, you can order it. I had a lot of ones with Barnes & Noble were in. One of the great things is we have in Hastings bookstores. Those of you who know McMinnville, we have signed copies there. I left signed copies in Laramie, Wyoming. I've left signed copies in Marlsboro, Tennessee. And I have some there. Really fun people, really great place. Check it out. Go in. You know, you can ask them at the counter. One of the great things is the bookstores are doing that. We are looking at adding that into some of the stores here you know, definitely Barnes & Noble, Hastings, any bookstore you can go in can also order it. We are a book that can be ordered. Just tell them, you know, you want Living in the Psychic Realm by Kay and Jethro Reeve Smith. One of the excellent things that we have found out, and we've been getting a lot of publicity, is that a lot of people would like to have the second book. We're working on things we've got there. We'll let you know as that goes. And the really good thing that we've had with it is a lot of ones have been telling me about the different things they've learned out of it, how to utilize different exercises. I intend to do that with the next book especially. So you're getting not only your exercise, but it is a book you can look at different pieces of to use.
All righty. So. I'm not sure if Linda's still with us. Linda, are you still on there with us? I can't tell. We might have lost her. Okay. Anyway, let's see. We've got one other person. We've got Tristan is in. You want to take that call?
Sure.
Okay. All right, Tristan.
Hello. How you guys doing?
Good.
Surviving the night.
What's that, Kelly?
Surviving the night.
I know. I don't know what's going on with BTR. It's so strange. Are you having problems too with it, Jethro?
Big time. And we're having it with this. It's, you know, it's only with BTR, it seems to be.
That is just so odd. I have no idea what they're doing to it because at the top of my page for your show, it says you still have 25 hours and 25 seconds to go. Could you imagine that? Oh, my word.
It did that to him before, and you know, and it's got me now. Tristan, you've had a lot of times. I will do the things, but they've got me at a really odd energy. So what I'm doing is I'm doing really, you know, cash readings, and there's an energy. I'm not sure what's doing it, but we fought to get on, and we had to kind of, I guess, prove our spot. And I kind of get the laughing, you know, through all the times that we've done this. And I want to make sure,
goodness.
Did you get yourself in and get yourself on for the psychic directory?
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Okay, they have a psychic directory, and they're putting it out, and everyone's putting it in, and they're voting. It's on Psychic Chat. You'll see it, and it's through Supernatural Magazine.
Okay. I will check that out.
Please.
I will check that. I wanted to know, where do you see me moving to?
Okay. When I see the energy with you, I'm Tristan. I do see some energy right now that's holding your health. I'm getting that more, and I gotta make the guides. Like I said, we're having one of those nights. You're right. It's whatever's going on with Blog Dog. It's even messing with the psychic's antenna, because when I go to read through the phone, it's like you're talking about your move, and I'm looking there, and the antenna's telling me that you're having some things going on in your system that you seem to be ready to. It's like a fight that you're winning again, but you got to be careful. They're telling me to be careful with your feet. Be careful with your feet.
Yeah, I'm not feeling really at all. Like I'm having some kind of panic attack about moving because I was writing in chat that I feel like I'm dying or something, and I have no idea why. But
oh,
it must be because I'm having anxieties about moving.
All right, and when I have the guides show me, and they're telling me that you're going to be, I'm not feeling that. They're not showing me why, but they're just telling me that right now, is this a move you plan on moving soon?
I'm hoping to, yeah.
No, that's okay, because I'm asking the guides too, and they're telling me that you've got some other situations, but they're not telling me that you're moving. I hope for you, because I know you personally, which is a little unfair as a reader because we've worked together. But what
right.
I really feel with the, you know, for you, I want the happiness. And they're telling me that as they're looking at the energy, they're telling me that you're going to be living in the same town. I'm not seeing you out of Florida.
Okay. All right. So I'm dying tonight.
No, I just really want to make sure that we get this energy. And that's ironic. The guys are telling me that it's like there seems to be some, like there's retention or something's going on, and they're really worried about being careful, sensitive with your feet. They're telling me that you are picking up energies. Now, this is something that has to do with your system and your blood and sugar?
Yeah, so my blood sugar is off or something.
and they're saying that that's what's doing it, and they're really saying that, you know, just be careful and follow your doctor's orders, and you know, you've got to realize that this is just, it's just not a physical. Whatever's going on in this planet transition, is you're getting affected. Now, we know there's planets going retro and things, but you seem to be really getting affected with it.
Yeah, because for the past couple of days, I've just felt really odd, like off, like something was wrong, and I haven't been able to put a finger on it,
yeah,
other than that I'm just having anxieties.
Well, and I, you know, it's like you said, and it just seems to be, and I know that I've had a lot of different ones talking to me about the different parts of, for me, it seems like this planet's of going backwards, and it just seems like, you know, the energies are doing it. I've been really, until tonight, the whole night for me has been trying to get on this radio and just the conquest of, can we do it? And what was hilarious is that now that we're gotten on here, they're really affecting me in every area, and I feel that. I do feel the thing that the guys are saying, that you're going to be really strong here in a couple of days. You just got to get through this little bit and then look out again.
That everything will be a lot better?
A lot better, and you're going to get through. They're also telling me that you've really got with the doctors. It kind of gets me with you. I'm going to say this to the universe. You know, help Tristan. They're not. It's like the guides and the stuff here. People don't seem to get that they're not taking care of you. Is what I feel.
I'm confused, Jethro. Who's not taking care of me? Me?
They're telling me that they're telling me you're doing things, but you're not getting the people like the doctors and stuff to take care of you. They seem like they're rushing you out or something. They're not taking care of like what they're supposed to be taking care of.
I haven't been to the doctor in a while. So
see, that's you. I'm worried about you. I'm gonna, you know, because that's what they're telling me. They're saying it's not, you gotta always go with professionals. I'm a little worried about you. I know that sometimes they can be the root of all insanity, but we do need something here. I'm a little worried about you.
I just don't want to have a heart attack and die or something. I don't know why I keep like flipping out about this. I just think it's about the move and stuff that's giving me this anxiety about having to start over and stuff again.
Yeah. And I feel that it's got you, and it's just time. You've waited so long, and this delay, you know, let's be polite, you know, patience is not one of your moments.
Virtue?
you said it. I just let you, I knew if I could lead the witness, but what I
exactly
love with the guys, you know, that they're saying about it is also going to go too, you know, you know, that this is also what the guys are saying, and they're telling me that it's going to come about, and it's also going to be a point for you to really get your blessings of what you were looking at, and that's what they're after. They're really trying to get you into a point of you know, going with it.
Okay. I'm sure you probably have other callers, and I don't want to take up all your time. So thank you so much.
Thank you, and it's good to hear from you. Blessings, and you know, I'm glad to know. I want to hear you're better, so I'm going to put some prayers towards you.
On the other thing we communicate on, I'll send you a message about something.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Jethro. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.
Alrighty, you betcha. Alrighty. Well, actually, this is one of those rare times for us. We don't have any other callers, so we have some visit time. Yay!
Cool, we're looking
to chat a little bit. Yahoo!
Cool, we got a few minutes here, so we're not competing right against with her. And yeah.
Oh yeah,
you know,
a few minutes, but not 32. Oh yeah, you're right.
And so what we got really good and we got going is, Kelly, really give some people some ideas of how they can get that coffee, that healthy coffee.
Alrighty. Well, you can either call Jethro at the 928-284-0437 number, or you can call me at 719-289-4907. You have to leave me a message. I have one of these old antique phones that, it's like if you don't leave me a message, it does not always pick your number up. So leave me a message and tell me what number to call you at. And if you want a coffee or tea reading with Jethro or with myself, tell us that, and we'll get you set up with doing that. And I know that's the special for the month, too, so we've got plenty of time left in the month because we're not quite the middle of the month till tomorrow.
and call any of us if you want to get in and save 50%. A lot of you listeners and all of you have had fun with it. I've had a lot of positive fun. You like the coffee lattes. You really enjoy the hot chocolate or drinking the green tea. To save 50% and to get a money savings by buying 7 of them, you get your money back. Get a hold of me, Jethro, or Kelly, and we'll do that to you. You know, it's like as things are going in and as things are starting to go on, you know, that nobody else knows about it is that when you guys look and you call, like you said, we are psychic, but she's right. I have had a lot of people teasing me that they give my phone 6 rings and then they quit because the answer machine. Well, that's why the answer machine's there. Say hello. Leave a name and a number, and I'll get back with you. I had a lady that called me 14 times yesterday, and we were playing to pick up the phone, and she goes, well, you just didn't pick up, so I figured you were busy. I go, no, I was here, but the phones sometimes do that, and I think the energies, as we were just talking, sometimes the guides do that. Leave a time and a message. One of the great things about that, too, is if you think about it, especially with those of you who want to save money on coffee or have a really excellent reading, is then we can get with you and we can give you that good quality time. Because I've laughed at, you know, the one friend told me that she goes, well, you're psychic, you should know when I need you. And so I gave her the ratio of how many people I read in the week and how many people I help and how much family members. And let's not forget that, you know, I like to talk on the phone. And, you know, I'm the person that used to make friends with the operator if they got the wrong number. So you got to remember just to laugh, leave your phone number, and you know, the biggest surprise is the guys are telling us in the energy, we're going to beat this energy. All of you guys hang on. We know the planets are going to transition. I've got to admit that it is hot energy. Health-wise, Kelly, tell them real quick what we can say before we go off.
I have one real quick thing. We had one more caller come in. Do you want to take 704 real fast before we go off?
I thank them, and I welcome to call Sandra at her show so I don't compete with her. We're friends, and
right.
We all work together. Yeah. And you can always get a hold of me at 928-284-0437. If you say you're 704, I'll even give you a deal and get a full half an hour reading with me.
Cool. Sounds good.
So thank
all
you,
right.
Guys, and bless you, and have a great night.
All right. And that's our show. That is a wrap for tonight, and we will see you all tomorrow on Psyche's Gone Wild. Have a wonderful one.